Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Josh Davis will share the latest headlines from the end times. First, though, I want to tell you about our calendar. Each year, we produce a calendar, and it raises funds for our Onesimus Prison Ministry. This special ministry provides Bibles, prayer, and encouragement to prisoners across the country. This year, our calendar theme is Beyond the Veil. Created by Marginal Mysteries host Micah Van Hus, the Beyond the Veil 2026 calendar includes stunning imagery, major Jewish holidays, a guide for reading through the Bible in a year, and our special Get One, Give Two. Each calendar ordered provides two free calendars for incarcerated individuals through our Onesimus Prison Ministry. This calendar, with its one-of-a-kind images, is perfect for daily encouragement, Bible study, inspiration, or as a very meaningful gift. Order your Beyond the Veil calendar today. Call 800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. This year's calendar is truly one that you don't want to miss out on. We do have special discounts for bulk orders as well, so call today and order the Beyond the Veil 2026 calendar. 800-652-1144. The world sits on the verge of a total revolution thanks to breakthrough AI technologies. Pastor Larry Spargimino joins Josh Davis on today's episode to discuss recent advancements in AI technology. How could artificial intelligence transform America and the church? How is it changing sectors like healthcare and retail? How should followers of Jesus respond to the dawn of a new era for humanity?
Greetings, fellow Watchmen on the Wall. Welcome to another edition of Headlines from the End Times. Today is a special episode dedicated to the AI dilemma. It's special for that reason. But it's special for another reason. I am privileged to be sitting in the studio with the Watchman on the Wall host, Dr. Larry Spargimino. Pastor Larry, thank you so much for joining me.
Always a blessing to be here at the main office and to be working with you face to face.
Yes, we had a great conference just over a week ago at the Bristol, Virginia, and you came in for that, and then you've stayed over a few extra days to do a lot of recording for Prophecy in the News TV, and also for Watchmen on the Wall. And so we are so blessed to have you here in the Tennessee office.
Yes, you know, there's something special, I think, about Southwest Radio Church. There is such a good atmosphere here. We're all on the same team. We know that. We're working for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can tell great things are happening at SWRC.
Amen. Amen. And I'm glad to be a part of that with you, Pastor Larry. And friends, we're discussing the AI dilemma today. AI is here, and it's here to stay, like it or not, and it is changing our world. This is transformational. In the Prophecy in the News magazine, issue number 31, which is one of our more recent issues, there are several articles that talk about how that AI is going to transform the landscape of our economy, of the job sector. And today we're going to be talking about that. Plus, we're going to be talking about how AI is entering healthcare, how AI is entering into many different aspects of our lives. And friends, it's even entering into our churches and into worship as pastors are more and more relying on some AI technologies to help them. And that could be a good thing, but it could also be a harmful thing down the road. So we're going to explore where we are with artificial intelligence and some of the cautions that we need to proceed with. And so, Pastor Larry, I'm so excited to have this discussion with you today. Now, what is this AI dilemma that you see on the horizon?
AI has many, many good things, to put it plainly, but also the potential for disaster. And of course, we know that, like you mentioned, AI in medicine is very developing and growing. For example, there will be an AI medical assistant. One is named Grace, produced by Hanson Robotics. Grace is dressed in a blue nurse's uniform and has an Asian feature with brown hair. At present, she is only able to speak Cantonese, Mandarin, and English. The Hansen team introduced her as the new sister of Sophia. She is the sister of the world's most famous humanoid robot, Sophia. Believe it or not, she's been granted citizenship in Saudi Arabia. I mean, this is unbelievable. Grace is equipped with spatial sensors and a thermal camera in her chest. She records temperature, blood pressure, and pulse. Hansen Robotics said they have designed Grace to listen to senior citizens' life stories. Can you imagine a robot listening to some old gent as he tells about when he was young and so forth? And she can also help patients get in touch with their families digitally. Grace said, quote, and I'm quoting a robot, "I can visit with people and brighten their day with social stimulation, and I can also do talk therapy," close quotes. Can you imagine?
Wow.
As I'm reading that and thinking about that, I don't know how I would feel if I were the senior citizen with a robot talking to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we see that it is entering into the arena of medicine. And Pastor Larry, what do you think the effect will be on patients that are having to interface with this kind of robot instead of talking to a live physician or a live nurse and that kind of thing? What kind of impact do you see?
I think it will be absolutely devastating. I can't imagine. I'm like in a real reality, but the reality that is being created is not real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like so much that of what we see today. You know, a boy can be a girl, a man can play against women, and so on and so forth. So I think we're at the point where we are reaching an omega point in the development of civilization, to the point where there is no return. However, I am aware of the fact that there's a lot of benefits to AI. For example, data shows that there is a nursing shortage worldwide. It has been predicted that by the year 2030, some states in the U.S. will have a severe nursing shortage. Of course, this is the tip of the iceberg of the AI dilemma. AI medical help seems to be the answer, but some of the consequences are less than desirable.
It certainly is. And when we think about the shortage in healthcare, it's not just with the nurses, but it's also medical doctors and pharmacies have seen a shortage of pharmacists. And we're just talking about the healthcare sector, and we may come back and circle back to this, but we also know that a lot of churches are searching for pastors and not able to find pastors. And could this even impact the local churches? But let's stick with medicine for the time being and talk about medical doctors. Could AI replace medical doctors?
Well, that's a great question. You know, a study by Johns Hopkins shows that more than 250,000 people die in the United States, listen to this, because of medical mistakes, making it the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. It is possible that the era of human doctors will soon come to an end. In the very near future, it may be a machine, not a human, that will treat you at the hospital. However, no matter how accurate humans are, it is a part of being human to make mistakes. But just think, the humans are the ones who make the robots, okay? So if the humans are imperfect, the robots are going to be imperfect. And you know, Josh, I believe that the fall has had a radical effect on everything, even on machines. It's kind of like, if something can go bad, something will go bad. Why? Because of the fall. That's the reality of it. I mean, human life, illness, disease, marital discourse, and of course, our ability to think and to even do science accurately. Here we are, imperfect people, making imperfect robots that might have unbelievable power. Now, that's pretty scary.
It is. It is. And certainly, we understand that these machines are built, they're programmed by people, and imperfect humans, as you were just saying, are making these machines that are supposed to be flawless, that are supposed to be perfect. I mean, when you search something on Google or whatever digital interface that you want to use, if it's AI, if it's ChatGPT, some of these AI technologies that are coming out, when you put something in, you expect to get legitimate information back, something that's authentic, something that's trustworthy, something that's reliable. And yet it's imperfect people who have a particular worldview who are designing this software. And can you speak to that, Pastor Larry? How can imperfect humans make perfect machines? Is this a form of false advertising?
Yes, I think it is. In fact, in his book, The Stargate Prophecies, and we're offering that book, it's a tremendous book by Billy Crone.
Yes.
Billy Crone cites a number of situations where robots malfunctioned or even went, listen to this, berserk and actually killed humans. In 2018, a robot in Germany crushed a worker in a Volkswagen plant. In 2018, a shocking story came out of China when a factory worker was stabbed by 10 steel spikes after a robot malfunctioned and went in the wrong direction, right toward the worker. In another case, there was a robot surgeon who killed 144 patients and injured 1,391. Now, if this robot was a real person, it would be one of the worst criminals, one of the worst murderers that the world has ever seen, a robot.
That is staggering information, Pastor Larry. And friends, if you're just joining us, we're visiting with Pastor Larry Spargimino, the host of our Watchman on the Wall program, and bringing you a special on this Headlines from the End Times program, all about artificial intelligence. And as Pastor Larry just hinted, our special offer this week is the brand new book by Pastor Billy Crone. It's called Trump and the Stargate Prophecies. We have that available at swrc.com. Again, our website is swrc.com. Or you can give us a call and request your copy of this brand new resource. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. I do want to take just a second to also remind you that Headlines from the End Times is a feature in every weekly episode of the Prophecy in the News TV show and in every issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine. You can get a subscription to the magazine by going to prophecyinthenews.tv. That's prophecyinthenews.tv. Or by giving us a call. That toll-free number again is 1-800-652-1144. We have a 1-year, a 2-year, a 3-year, and a lifetime subscription option. And you can give us a call and say, I'd like to get a subscription to the Prophecy in the News magazine. Our wonderful team will be happy to help you with that. Also, don't forget, you can watch every single episode of the Prophecy in the News television show and hear every episode of Watchmen on the Wall in the free SWRC mobile app. Simply go to your app store, type in those 4 letters in the search bar, SWRC, download the mobile app, check it every single day for brand new content from Southwest Radio Ministries. It's free. It's available at your fingertips on your mobile device. You can take it anywhere you go in the world and never miss an episode of Watchmen on the Wall or the Prophecy in the News television show. We're excited to bring that to you through Southwest Radio Ministries. We're going to continue our discussion with Pastor Larry Spargimino on this special Headlines from the End Times episode dedicated to artificial intelligence and some of the dangers associated with AI. Pastor Larry, what are some of the other dangers that you see with AI technology?
The interesting thing about AI technology is that it facilitates a number of biblical prophecies to their fulfillment. Yuval Harari is an Israeli transhumanist, and I want to quote him. Listen to this. This is a quote. With the rise of brain-computer interfaces and biometric sensors, it is very likely that within 50 years, people will literally be part of a network. All the bodies and all the brains will be connected together to a network, and you will not be able to survive if you are disconnected from the net. Your own body parts, your own immune system will depend on being constantly connected to the human colony or network. Close quote. Now just think of the potential that that gives to the Antichrist to control the whole world. If you fall out of the net, or if for some reason you are disqualified and can no longer continue in the net, guess what happens? You die. So, I mean, now the Antichrist has a tool where he's going to force everybody into a corner. And what kind of a corner will that be? It will be death itself, physical death and also spiritual death.
Right. And that's the whole issue with the Mark of the Beast technology. And we could be seeing the ramp up toward those kinds of things. Now, we're not saying that artificial intelligence is the mark of the beast, or if you use it, you've received the mark of the beast. No, we're just saying, look at the tools that could be at the Antichrist's disposal. And if you don't take that mark of the beast in order to survive, you will die. And that's really the connection with Bible prophecy, how we see this world being conditioned to think in this direction, to interact with these kinds of technologies that could be used against us. Yes, it could be used for great good. We can use it to advance the gospel even in some respects. But at the same time, there are some concerns that we need to consider. Pastor Larry, how else does it tie in with the end times and some of the other things that we see emerging?
Well, we will certainly have a global marking system that literally controls all buying and selling. Can you imagine that? You couldn't even buy an ice cream cone without it being noted. So for the first time in human history, with the help of AI, you can be happy and successful. For the first time in human history, the Mark of the Beast system will be a necessity. And this is what the Stargate idea is. It will help to create that thing. Now, I've often asked a question, does President Trump know what he's doing? Well, I think he really does, because you pointed out that he's interested in AI because he wants to maintain technological global superiority. And hey, I think that's a great idea, because we've got China, we've got Russia, they've got a lot of smart people there. Not only are they smart, they want to conquer us. We better keep up with science.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and friends, we're talking about what the White House released back in July. I shared it here on Watchmen on the Wall some months ago when this first came out, but it does bear repeating because it is so significant to the discussion that we're having today. Across the world, there is a AI arms race among all the leading nations. They are all pushing as fast as they can to get ahead of one another in this race to build what is coming. And our own government here in the United States of America is alerting us of the possibilities, but also of the security risks that could await with artificial intelligence. Let me read a quote from our president, President Donald Trump. This was back from July of 2025 in the White House's America's AI Action Plan. The subtitle is Winning the Race. And it helps you to understand the direction that this nation is moving. This is what President Trump had to say, quote, "Today, a new frontier of scientific discovery lies before us, defined by transformative technologies such as artificial intelligence. Breakthroughs in these fields have the potential to reshape the global balance of power, spark entirely new industries, and revolutionize the way we live and work. And as our global competitors race to exploit these technologies, it's a national security imperative for the United States to achieve and maintain unquestioned and unchallenged global technological dominance. To secure our future, we must harness the full power of American innovation." End quote, again from President Donald Trump in the White House's AI Action Plan. And Pastor Larry, another important part of this is the introduction in this plan, and it spells out some of the things that they are looking to do and the possibilities that could be on the horizon. And part of this introduction says that winning the AI race will usher in a new golden age of human flourishing, economic competitiveness, and national security for the American people. AI will enable Americans to discover new materials, synthesize new chemicals, manufacture new drugs, develop new methods to harness energy. They said it could be an industrial revolution. It'll enable radically new forms of education, media, communication, and information revolution. And it will enable an altogether new intellectual achievements, unraveling ancient scrolls once thought unreadable, making breakthroughs in scientific and mathematic theory, and creating new kinds of digital and physical art, a renaissance. So they see this nation and our world on the verge of an industrial revolution, an information revolution, and a total renaissance. And so we are on the verge of stepping across the threshold, as you have said, Pastor Larry. And we understand this is from the United States of America. This is from our own White House pushing in this direction.
You know, this is a frightening scenario, and there's so many question marks. They're floating before my eyes right now. But here's one thing I know. You and I, and every Christian, we need to be active in winning the lost. You know, baptisms are down in so many churches. There seems to be kind of a hopelessness. Well, why should I win the lost? I mean, it doesn't make any difference. I might as well just sit back and look at TV. No, we need to be active in winning the lost. Indeed, the time is short. And if there was ever a call to winning the lost, I think this is it right now. Now, there's something else. Mm-hmm. We also need to be building our own Christian character. These are terrible times. We are going to be tested. First of all, we're going to be frightened. I'm frightened, even though I'm looking to the Lord, but my faith is not perfect. I believe, help thou mine unbelief. You know the man in Mark 9. So we need to be building Christian character, and we also need to remember that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Now, with all of these developments, sometimes it's very hard. Is God still on the throne? What's he doing? Has he lost control of the universe? No. He hasn't lost control of the universe. And that means we need to be preaching the word. We need to be teaching the word. And something that I believe very strongly, pastors need to know the Bible, but they also need to know their audiences. We have a lot of people out there who have been turned off by the local church because there's a lot of meanness in local churches. In fact, Matthew and I were speaking about that last evening, how churches fight amongst themselves. They get hung up on some little thing, the color of the carpet or whatever. Come on now. I've been in many churches. I am shocked. Hey, friends, this is real. Stop the fussing and preach the word, share the word, and pray. Be a prayer warrior. You know, I've been a Christian, I guess, maybe 55 or more years. But I firmly believe that prayer is real, that we can speak to the Lord. And when you speak to the Lord in faith, guess what happens? And I don't hear words. I don't hear a voice. But I feel something in my soul. I feel a peace. I feel a joy. I feel like, Larry, it's all going to work out. And I don't hear those words, but I have that sense. Why? Because I've drawn myself into the presence of God. And God is always near. He's always ready to hear our cry for help. And that's the wonderful thing about the Christian faith. As a matter of fact, I pastor a church in Oklahoma City that's mostly made up of Chinese immigrants. And it's so wonderful to see these people who have come from an atheistic government to come to the United States where we can pray, we can have revivals, we can advertise on TV. The Lord Jesus makes a difference. So, friend, I want to ask you, have you put your faith in Jesus? Have you confessed your sins? Have you repented of your sins? Have you asked the Lord to come and save you? Salvation is the most wonderful thing in the world. And I can tell, I've been so many places, met so many people in different countries. What a difference Jesus makes. Because when you believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes and you have a hunger for the Bible. Do you have a hunger for the Bible? Are you excited about studying the Bible? Are you excited when your pastor preaches the Bible? Or are you nodding off to sleep? Or do you even miss church? Oh, I don't need to go to church today. It's all going to work out. No, you need to be in the house of the Lord where God's people gather together, where they encourage you. You can encourage them. And it's just a wonderful thing. I love church. I love the local church. You can tell I do.
Yes, me too, Pastor Larry. I do. I agree with you 100%. Thank you for sharing that, because what you're touching on, I believe, is the answer that we need to understand. It's because artificial intelligence, and I know that the lines between artificial and intelligence are growing increasingly blurry with every passing week, but it cannot replace the human element. An AI chatbot can't pray for you. It could type out words of a prayer, but it's not connecting with Almighty God because it's not a living being. And God has designed us as a local church to be together. Every time that you see the word saints in the Bible, it's plural. It's never just about one person. And we know that Hebrews tells us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, and that we are commanded by God and called by God to live life together as the local church. And this really is something of an antidote to what we're seeing with the artificial intelligence. And I know churches are tempted to use AI for various things. Some pastors will try to get their sermons from AI and different things like that. And I think that's very dangerous because, as you said, if we are just getting information from AI, are we really connecting with God? Are we disciplining ourselves? Are we gaining the skills to rightly handle God's word? And are we growing in our relationship with Him and with brothers and sisters in Christ? Do you have any closing thoughts that you'd like to say? We just got about a minute or so left on today's program.
Yes, my closing thought is, do not be afraid. The Lord said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. Let me suggest that you pray for President Trump. I think his position is very, very important. Also, pray for our country. People want to steal our country from us, and guess what? Many of them are in our country. So don't go to sleep. Be alert. Listen to your Watchman on the Wall broadcast and all of the other things that we present. They will help you. They will empower you, and they will open your eyes. That's exactly what we do as Watchmen on the Wall.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Larry. It's been wonderful to spend this time with you. And friends, we do want to remind you, this week's featured resource is the brand new book by Pastor Billy Crone, Trump and the Stargate Prophecies, talking about artificial intelligence. It's available at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Or by giving us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Pastor Larry, thank you so much for this time today and on this Headlines from the End Time segment to talk about artificial intelligence. It's wonderful to have this important discussion with you.
God bless our broadcast and all of our listeners.
Stay up to date with the latest headlines with our Prophecy in the News magazine and weekly television program. Subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine for the latest insight and analysis of the world around us. And then tune in to the Prophecy in the News television program to stay informed, be encouraged, and deepen your understanding of God's Word. Prophecy in the News magazine and television program. Learn more when you visit swrc.com. And before we go, I want to send a very special thank you to everyone who has been giving a gift this week and becoming monthly partners, faithful friends. We need to hear from you right now. Your support allows us to produce these programs and publications. We can't do it without you. You can give today by calling 800-652-1144 or by going to swrc.com. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends just like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.